A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, Elijah came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence who urged him to dine with her. Afterwards, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there and dine. So he said to her husband, "I know that Elijah, a holy man of God, since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elijah arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elijah asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant Gehazi answered, "Yes." She said, "She has no son, and her husband is getting on in years." Elijah said, "Call her." When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elijah promised, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life.
Yes, yes.
If then we had died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ raised from the dead dies no more.
Yes.
Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin,
yes,
and living for God in Christ Jesus.
So
the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.